Brussels in English, you're with the Bulletin on Bruz. At the very beginning of this year, while the Christmas tree was still up in the Bruz studio, we caught up with Artem Mozgovoy, who had embarked on a mission to go 100 days without a smartphone. He's in front of me now, so he's clearly survived. Hello, Artem.
Hey there.
You've got a new challenge you've set yourself, which we'll talk about in just a minute, but let's just go back to the smartphone one, 100 days without your phone. What did you learn from that experience, and coming out of those 100 days, how did you feel?
Yeah, first of all, it was much easier than I thought. I'm still using the flip phone that I bought for 17 euros back when I started.
So your habits have changed permanently?
Yes, I do use my iPhone as a sort of an iPod in the car. I'm listening to the music or I'm making pictures, but I don't have a SIM card. I don't call, I don't text, you know. And well, the biggest advantage, I'd say, that I discovered for myself is that I read much, much more. Mm. I used to be a voracious reader before iPhone, and then it sort of slowed down since I stopped using it. It's amazing, but my attention span got longer and longer, and so I could just sit for hours with a book that I used to be doing when I was in my teens and then
and
lost.
You still kept your friends? You still kept in touch with people?
Yes, although I started to get stronger connections with people around me, obviously, and less so with the people further away. And with my Russian friends, for example, I mostly keep in touch via email. Mm.
So your new challenge is 100 days without plastic.
Yeah.
What prompted you to do this?
Well, I've always been sort of this kind of aware person, I suppose. So I always worried about these sort of things, and 3 years ago, I think, we went on a holiday to Greece, to a Skopelos Island, which is a rather quiet place, and we were in off-season period. We were hiking one day in search for a particular faraway beach. We spent 4 or 5 hours on this very wild track, and in the end, we did find the beach, but it was completely filled with plastic trash. Mm. It wasn't the kind of a place where people usually go for a swim, so all that plastic just came there with a tide, I suppose.
Washed up, yeah.
And I was just, I was so, so impressed. There was not a single spot where we could sit, you know, and it was such a beautiful, pristine environment all around except the beach. And I started asking myself questions. What is that plastic exactly? Did it come from the mainland? Is it from this island? Did it come from Indonesia? So it was just very sad and troubling scenery, you know? Mm.
Brussels in English. You're with the Bulletin on Bruz. I'm joined by Artem Mozgovoy, who has embarked on a mission, 100 days without plastic. What day are we on today?
This is 25th.
Okay, so you're a quarter of the way there.
Yeah.
So let's get down to the practical details of this. How do you go about living your day-to-day life without plastic? What's been the most difficult bit?
The most difficult thing is doing groceries. Mm. That's about 75% of our plastic footprint, just shopping everyday food, right? At first, I sort of panicked when I entered the closest supermarket next to me is a Deleuze. And when I entered there on my first day, I realized that everything I see around me is wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
And so in a way it was easy because I was, instead of looking for something that I need, I was searching for anything that's not wrapped in plastic. I left the place and then I was puzzled for a while. But quick research helped me to discover many places around my area where I can buy things without plastic. Mm. Like just regular market, which is of course a bit pricier, or street corner little commerce, where nothing, almost nothing, at least no vegetables or fruit is wrapped in plastic. And then my favorite place to do my groceries is the Barn, the New Belgian mm-hmm. concept,
yep.
which has everything you need from vegetables to cookies, all in just how
you can bring it. You can bring your own containers.
Just yesterday I filled my own olive oil bottle. And you know, it's amazing, and in here in our city, it actually not only possible but easy to avoid most of the plastic.
What else have you learned so far? Anything in particular that you can share with us?
Well, of course, while I'm on this mission, I am reading a lot on the subject. And when you start digging into it, you get just overwhelmed with numbers, especially. Like 8 billion tons of plastic was produced since the 1950s. 8 billion tons. Now, how much of it we've recycled? About 9%. The rest of it is still with us and will be with us, right? And you think that we would slow down? No. In the last 10 years, we've produced more plastic than in the last century. You know, this number is just how much of that can we possibly go through? The recycling numbers are extremely low. It's scary. And now I'm reading a book written by a British journalist, Lucy Segal, I think her name is, and she says that in Britain, the current capacity is they can recycle about 7% of the plastic they use, they produce. 7%. And we are dealing with something that is that will take hundreds of years to biodegrade, right? So this is really scary. And for me, I mean, there are many ways to try and solve it. You can buy your own containers, but I think the easiest is just say no to it. I don't need to invest more money or time in it. I just say no, and see what happens.
As I said, there's a growing appetite for shedding the use of plastic and a growing demand among people. If anyone else wants to try doing this themselves or wants to follow your experiences, you're keeping an account on your blog.
Yeah, so I'm doing it on my Facebook page and on my blog.
We will stick a link to that on the Bulletin website, thebulletin.be. You'll see an article there that says The Bulletin on Bruz and today's date, the 20th of October, and the link will be on there. Can you come back in 75 days' time?
Wow, I'll be happy to come and share whatever I'll have to share.
100 days without plastic. Thank you very much, Artem.